Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very excited because, and to talk seriously, then we're going to talk to you guys for just a second. Bullying is something that happens. And you know what's funny? It just doesn't happen to kids in school. There are adults that are just as bad at being a bully as some kids are. And you wonder sometimes who's learning it from who. But it can be devastating to somebody. It can ruin a school year. It can change who you are. It can make you want to give up. There are a lot of things that come from bullying, and we take it very seriously here at KISS 98.5. If you are a victim of bullying, get help. Talk to somebody you trust. Talk to a teacher. They're not going to rat you out. You'll be able to say, this is happening to me, and get the help you need. Because when somebody gets bullied, it can be devastating, and nobody should have to go through that. On the parental side, Nick and I have been part of Band Against Bullying. Nick is hosting it tonight. This is a great event to bring somebody in your life who may be being bullied. And on the same note, if you've got somebody in your life that isn't behaving the way you brought them up to, and maybe they're bullying and you're like, why are you being like this? Bring them tonight, because on both sides of the coin, you'll experience those feelings of bullying and how it makes students feel. And you are going to see incredible performances tonight.
Yeah, a lot of high schools competing, and while it's a competition, it really is all about the performance, and each performance is meaningful to the students and makes an incredibly strong impact on every component, every person, every student that is involved with it. It makes a meaningful impact on them. And you're right, bullying is bad. And if you're on either side of it, you need to come to this event tonight. It's happening at UB Center for the Arts on campus at University of Buffalo. It's $5 at the door. When you come, you just get your tickets at the door. Make sure you take part in it tonight. We invite everybody down for Band Against Bullying.
You know, it's incredible because we started this 8 years ago. And I say we because as a radio station, we love being part of this. And Mike, you are the person that came up with this idea. Come and talk to us for just a second. Congratulations on all of this.
Thank you, Janet. So great to be with you guys again.
When you first started the Band Against Bullying, what made you want to get into it?
I think it was just a sort of a iteration of other things I've been involved with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, with the Safe Schools Initiative that we did at UB, and we continue to do it. We're in our 16th annual performance, so this just sort of fell in line. It made sense. So it was great to get people together. And the Alberti Center at UB with Dr. Amanda Nickerson, she contributed along with 98 KISS, M&T Bank, Ingram Micro are our major sponsors this year. So everybody's been doing a great job.
So each final act performs at the Center for the Arts tonight, and it's an event of a lot of different kinds of performances. What can we expect tonight?
We can expect rock bands. We can expect choral assemblies of things, dancing, different types of contributions that make up the whole performance. So you'll see art, you'll see dancing, you'll see singing, you'll see music. So it's really a variety of things.
In 2013, the first annual Band Against Bullying, it was Buffalo Academy of Visual and Performing Arts that won.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, the second annual Band Against Bullying, Williamsville East was the winner. 2015, Ken West was the winner. 2016, the fourth annual Band Against Bullying, Williamsville East came back again and was the winner. Same in 2017 and 2018. Will Williamsville East be competing tonight?
They will be competing. Whether they win or not will be interesting, of course.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know where you went to school, Jan.
I did go to Williamsville East, but and I love to,
But remember, I've got Lancaster here.
I know you
so,
got, you know, sorry. It was just where my mom and dad lived. I really didn't have a choice in it, but I was glad to go there. But I love the talent that we have in Western New York.
It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Jan.
Nick, are you ready to host this big event tonight?
Of course, yeah. It's a meaningful event. It's fun. It's fun to be with the kids and have a good time. We have this panel of judges that are going to, like, classic American Idol it, where they kind of run down and critique the performances, but it's never mean-spirited. It's always fun. It's always creative and great to see what the students come up with.
I've got Deja. Is it Deja? Am I saying it right? Hi, Deja.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
Are you excited for Band Against Bullying tonight?
So stoked.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you most excited with your performance tonight?
I'm most excited to just have a good time with my friends and send a good message.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to put this all together?
Oh, wow. we started in like February, right? We started in February, and every ninth period we would work together for about 40 minutes since then. So, yeah.
Did you make friends you didn't expect to make doing this?
Yeah. JJ. Yeah. Uh-huh. Would never expect myself to be friends with him, but definitely. Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool how that happens? And that's why, and I know it's hard in high school to put yourself out there, but isn't that a cool experience when you make a friend that you didn't expect to make?
Absolutely.
What
Absolutely.
Do you like to do at Lancaster? What's your thing?
Music, yeah. All the way. Mm-hmm. I'm in like show choir, musicals.
What was the musical this year at Lancaster?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, fun!
Yes. I played the role of Paulette. She's the crazy hair and dog lady.
Oh, I love
Super
that.
Super fun.
That's an amazing role. And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what does next year have for you?
I'm going to go to Fredonia, and I'm going to study communications, then maybe audition for a music school after that.
I love that. Well, good luck to you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jen is also here. Jen, where are you?
I'm right here.
I'm gonna try, okay? I'm going to try to say your last
okay.
name.
Okay.
Wybarecki?
Yeah, you got it right.
Awesome. What year are you, Jen?
I'm also a senior. I'm graduating this year.
Congratulations,
Thank
graduate.
You.
What has high school taught you?
Really just how to find myself and be myself and be comfortable around new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like this experience especially, like I barely was friends with any of them because I'm more from the visual arts side than music.
Mm-hmm.
So really being in this has helped me make friends with new people too and kind of be comfortable on stage in front of people.
Without details, have you ever seen bullying?
Oh yeah, for sure. All the time. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it break your heart?
Yeah, especially with my sister Emily over here. She has Down syndrome, and people just love to take advantage of that, and it breaks
Come
my
on.
Heart. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, when that happens, would you please call me so I can get involved too? Like,
yeah.
That like drives me bananas. Where is your sissy?
Hi, here.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi.
Are you excited for this performance tonight?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite part of this?
I like to talk to uh-huh. my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I like some old friend AJ and Jennifer, because I tell all people how to talk about being my heart
mm-hmm.
and all about love.
I love when we talk about love. What's the best part of your day of school?
I like music.
Music?
I'm in the women's choir.
Okay.
And I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Congratulations, graduate.
Yes, I am. And
uh-huh.
this year.
Yes. And you'll walk across the stage.
Yeah, from my sister, I will.
With your sister. Awesome. That's very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your sister says that sometimes you get bullied. Have you ever been bullied?
I have.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I told her, and I'll tell you too, call me. I'll take care of it. So Lebanese in me. But how does it make you feel when that happens?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel, sweetie?
I feel of doubt my sister, cause she's an incredible cute sister at entire world.
Oh.
cause I don't want Jennifer to leave college, cause I want to spend time with her all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she wanted to spend time with her friend's house and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then do stuff with me, just and
mm-hmm.
and then obviously I'll get back from college and she will come back for summer and then.
Well, she'll be back a lot. There's lots of vacation breaks, and you know what the best part is?
What?
She won't want to do her laundry, so she'll bring it home to your house all the time. And so you're going to see her, and then you're going to start getting sick of her. I promise you. You'll be like, go back to college. You're in my room now. Thanks for being here today. So that's Emily and, of course, Sister Jen. Jacob, where are you? JJ.
Right here,
Hi, JJ. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I see you play basketball.
I do play basketball.
How was your season?
It was good. We struggled a little bit early in the year, but we ended up pretty strong. I had a good year myself, and my team also. It was great great playing with them, so it was a good experience.
And how did you get into this?
I got into this, actually. I went through Mr. E. I do a thing called Lit Mentor, so we go to read to an elementary student once a week at the elementary schools in the district.
Uh-huh.
And you could either be a part of the Veterans Project for the veterans for Christmas, or you can participate in this. And the Band Against Bullying hit me very soft, because as as a kid, you see it all the time, even in elementary skills all the way up through high school. It's something you just don't want to see, mm-hmm. and something I try and stop, because me being a part of the basketball team, varsity basketball captain, I think I have a great knowledge, and I have the ability to stop that and tell
kids. Yeah,
because
it's easy to stand up and be like, don't do that. That's not cool. Do you feel like you've made a difference helping people to understand that bullying's not cool?
I think I have made a difference. I'm doing the best that I can. Good. Every time you want to see something like that in schools, you make sure you put a stop to that, or you tell someone as soon as possible. And it just means a lot to me, because you should never see someone feel left out or feel down. So I take it upon myself to make sure that kids fit right in, and I take it upon myself to make sure that they feel welcome.
Captain on and off the court. I like that. Where's your shot?
3-point.
Are the most 3-point shots you've made in a game this year?
In a game at Jamestown, I made 7. So that was my record this year.
On fire.
Yeah.
What's next year? Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. What's next year for you?
Next year, I'm probably going to be attending the University of Brockport. Most likely a good chance where I'm going to be going.
Isn't it so scary, all these decisions you guys have to make? Mm-hmm. You're just supposed to be being like seniors in high school.
Yeah.
That's good luck. I like you a lot. That's really cool.
Thank you very much.
Allie, where are you? Hi, Allie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Tell me about yourself. This is Lancaster High School. They're taking part in Band Against Bullying, setting an example, not just for Lancaster, but for everybody. These are people that are in high school that have taken the stand to stand up against bullying. And this is a program. If your school isn't doing it, you can be involved next year. Why did you get involved?
Like JJ said, we had to do the SLIT Mentor program, and we could either choose the Veterans Project or the Band Against Bullying Project, and I actually chose both because I thought that they were both super important, and I really wanted to get involved with this.
What has changed inside of you since starting to do this?
I think the coolest thing about this is how each student is from a different aspect of the school. Like, we have the athletes, we have the musicians, we have artists, we have geniuses, and they're all coming together, and I think that's really cool, and it's really fun how we can all band together.
Why can't we be like this in all walks of life?
I wish.
I know, me too. Are you excited for the performance tonight?
I'm so excited.
That's cool. Is anyone listening right now that you know?
My mom.
Your mom. And tell me about your mom. Is she cool?
She's my best friend.
Is she? Awesome. Are you a senior?
I am a senior.
Are you going away to college?
I am going to Canisius,
okay.
So I'll be here.
Oh, phew, because she was really nervous about that.
Yeah, mom doesn't want you going too far.
I feel that. Good luck at graduation. We're proud
of you.
Good luck
much.
Tonight. We've also got, here's my favorite part. We have got Mr. E and the principal. I want to talk to Mr. E right now. We've had you in here before. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Keep up the good work. I like this. I like the students you're bringing to us today.
They're the ones that get all the credit. They do everything.
Yeah. Since involving students in Band Against Bullying, what kind of change have you seen in your students?
I think they see the potential that they all can reach. I mean, these guys dedicated tons of time, and honestly, it's inspiring to me. It's inspiring to their classmates, because they do everything and they go above and beyond just to literally be great people.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other schools that haven't participated in Band Against Bullying?
It's important to get everyone involved. It's important to make sure you have a large diversity of students and let them do everything.
Okay.
Let them work. I mean, these guys have, they wrote their own song, they designed their own set, they came up with all the choreography. I mean, the credit all goes to these guys.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
The teacher's lounge, is it as cool as they say it is, the teacher's lounge?
I don't go there. I usually hang out with these guys.
Do you really? Okay, fair enough. Principal Pernick, how are you?
I'm great, Janet, Nick. Thank you for having us.
Do you have a countdown clock in your office, like until the end of the school? You're like, what's the truth here?
Yeah, I started at 6:30 today.
Yeah, How many more days of school do you guys have? Like full days, do you know?
I do.
You're not there yet?
I do.
No.
You know what? Our job's never done.
No. Oh, wow. Look at you.
Good answer.
Towing the company line there. Okay.
That's a year-round gig, Jan.
I like that. How has this year been for Lancaster?
It's been great. The kids that are in this room, and it's a small sample size. We have a huge school, but this is what it's about every day. I mean, this is what makes it worth Mr. E, the teachers, the staff, the students. This is what it's about. That's why we do what we do, and it's fun every day.
Congratulations and good
Thank
luck
you.
Tonight. Nice
Thank
to have you.
Much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys aren't going to mind if I play Old Town Road, are you? You guys like this?
Oh, love it.
Yes. Awesome. Good luck to you and to all the schools taking part in Band Against Bullying. And Nick, another great year that you're taking part in this. You give a lot of your time to it.
It's going to be awesome tonight. And it just, I can't tell you enough how much of a real impact it makes on real people in our community. So we'll see y'all at UB tonight. Good luck, Lancaster.
All right. Thank you. And I will say good luck to all the other schools. Yeah. It's 7:23 at Kiss 98.5. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.